Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Chime Time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnansky.
We will get to Red Sox and Rays. We will get to the football. Chris Schein, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning, Mutt. It's been a minute, bud. How are you?
Unfortunately, it has been a minute, buddy. Went to work on Thursday night and should have been a telltale sign at about 11:30. My voice basically died on the air and a caller's like, are you okay? Took a COVID test Friday, was positive.
Oh,
and, spent 3.5 days basically doing nothing because no one tells you there is a fun version of COVID, Shime. Okay. And I hate to be so flippant about this, but the fun version is you test positive. You're asymptomatic, like my wife was over the summer or late last spring. You're sick-ish for like a day or two, and then you just snap back right at it. And you're fine, you're testing positive, but you can do stuff.
Yep.
That's the fun version. I did not get the fun version. This is not going to be a COVID show, but it is no one tells you the non-fun version is just really not fun. The version that I got that's going around right now is the one that – attacks your throat and your voice and your taste buds and your smelling and all that shit. So, today's day, I guess day 6 or 7, and still testing positive and still dealing with some mild symptoms. But I think we're about to turn the corner. And we couldn't do the podcast, Sean, because I couldn't talk. Like, I was writing down notes to my wife for a day and a half because I just could not talk. It was that bad on my voice. And I don't know how it sounds now, but it feels better.
Yeah, you sound great now.
Okay, good.
I also have had it bad. I had it really bad the first time. The second time wasn't quite as bad, but still pretty bad. It never attacked my voice or my taste, luckily for me.
Oh, you're so lucky.
But like I was the first time I had it, I was to the point where I was having like fever dreams. So So I understand what it's like to have it rough. But I am glad you are on the mend, friend, and that we can get ready for this football season.
I would feel officially back if I could actually like taste 100%. And it was to the point where we did like Speed Stick, which is like the strongest smelling deodorant. My kids put it in front of my nose. I couldn't tell them what it was.
Yeah.
I could not tell what it was. They cut up different fruits for me to eat at one point this weekend, and I couldn't taste a lemon or a lime, or I couldn't taste any of it. So I'm worried it's going to be gone for good. I am smelling things today.
So my girlfriend lost it for about a week, week and a half, I think it was. And her smell came back sooner than her taste did. But like the only way you can get any pleasure out of eating anything is to make sure there's a lot of texture in your food. So like you have to eat something that's super fried or crunchy or whatever. So
I've eaten peanut butter every day because I feel like I can still – I'm pretending I can still taste that, but I've had like literally a week – well, since Friday, I've eaten peanut butter every day. I'm the only guy who's going to gain weight on COVID. There's no doubt in my mind because I've just eaten so much stupid peanut butter. But we're turning a corner and we can talk again and actually think again. Was able to sit down this morning and do a lot of work pregame for the Red Sox tonight and some football prep work because Underdog launched their weekly tournaments and DK's lined up and – I still got a bunch of football bets to make before tomorrow. So feeling better, Shyam. Apologize for not being here for, as you said, a hot minute. And the timing was terrible, but I couldn't talk, dude.
I don't, all good, brother. I understand. I understand that deeply. So you don't have to explain it to me.
We'll start with your Boston Red Sox. We're still playing games. Tristan Casas, turns out it's not Casas, it's Casas. I've been pronouncing Casas for 2 years. They are playing the Rays tonight in Tampa, trying to avoid a three-game sweep. They're 9 games back, 25 to play. Their season is over. They are -150 on the run line tonight, Shyam, +1.5 runs. Total is 7 in this game tonight, and the money line is +145 for the Red Sox. The over's been bet up, -120. On the over, you can get the under 7 runs at even money without the juice. So I'll start with you, Chris Shyam. Yes, they're still playing baseball. Yes, this is Boston, BetQL Boston podcast, so we'll hit on every local team playing every single day until they're not playing. Your thoughts on the Red Sox tonight? There is a standout bet with some terrible line making by our friends at DK.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, sure.
I have indulged in far, far, far too much NFL preview that I haven't quite been paying much attention.
Wow, he's admitting. Excuse me, admitting it. He's done. He's done with baseball.
So the only bet I want to make tonight, because I feel like again, you mentioned a line that might be wrong, and maybe I identified it. Just a good cursory glance. Tristan Casas over total bases is only a half a total base at -130. So I'll ride with the kid. Give me Casas.
Wow.
Casas getting over a half of a total base here tonight. All he needs is a hit. He had a dong last night. So all he needs a hit tonight, and he cashes right away. So I'll go with Casas over is it Casas? Casas?
It's Casas, not Casas.
Like house in Spanish. Casa.
Yes. So it's okay. it's not Ka, it's Ka.
Ka.
I think with Pete Abraham, I guess we give him credit for tweeting this out at some point. Like, hey, it's Casas, not Casas, which, again, 2 years ago, that would have been certainly good information. I've been calling him Casas now for 2 years. By the way, everybody has. But it's Casas.
Okay. Give me Casas over half a total base tonight.
Nick Pivetta has not been good against the Rays this year. 10 2/3 innings against the Rays over 2 starts, time. He's allowed 12 earned runs. That's over 9, folks. And unfortunately, and I get why they do it. It's late in the season. They're trying to protect themselves. Like, if you look at DK this morning, and God, I cannot wait to have different books to shop from. They set the Rays team total at 3.5 runs, but at -145. They're scoring 4 runs tonight against Nick Pivetta.
100%.
And they've also set the Red Sox team total at 2.5 runs. The Red Sox offense stinks, but, I mean, Jeffrey Springs has been okay this year. He's not been good against the Red Sox. So I would want the over for a piece at even -127 runs. But the one I really want is I want this line to go up from 3.5 to 4.5, and I want to bet the Rays team total. And I want to bet my bet is against Nick Pivetta. I like your Casas bet, but Pivetta now has a history of not being good against the Red Sox, against the Rays. He left the game early against the Rangers with a calf injury, and he's going to pitch again tonight. Like, I have no faith that he's got anything left. They're playing out the string. So I want Rays team total. But it's not a fun bet at -145 at 3.5 runs. I'm hoping it gets to 4.5 at some point today, even 4. I would take the over. And admittedly, I would use this with, as you said, player props to Jeffrey Springs, who, by the way, you're taking a lefty against him. He has a higher OPS against lefties than righties. So he's got a kind of reverse split. So lefties have gotten to Springs this year. So you sort of luck box into a good pick there, Shyam. But I want to be against Nick Pivetta tonight. I probably take the over team runs. I would take the under in terms of batter's face. Just want to double check. I don't think I had this before. No, so they're not even listing an outs recorded or anything like that yet for better, for some reason, probably because of the injury last time out. But this is what you get in September baseball betting, folks. You get lines that are just, this is not DK's
forte.
Not even forte. It's not their focus right now. Their focus is on the football. 100%. The focus is on the football and getting that right and moving lines around, because they're getting, they have hundreds, if not, maybe it's close to 1,000, but they certainly have hundreds of NFL player props out there, and they can't be right about every one. And what they're doing right now is they're trying to dodge getting hammered on those player props, not the baseball betting. So they care less about it. I think you'll notice the lines will be a little bit, if not soft, wonky for the next couple of weeks, certainly into the playoffs, because football is their focus. Football has been the focus of Chris Schein. So you've been, have you been studying up? You said you've been so focused on NFL preview. Like, what have you been doing? What's the prep work?
Well, I've been preparing. I have my division winners. I have my MVP award winner. I have my Super Bowl team, my Super Bowl picks, just teams from both conferences. Like, that's the kind of prep I've been doing. I've been looking at season-long player props, as you mentioned already. So I am, I'm kind of all, I have been just knee deep in football content, and I am loving it. I'm so happy to be back.
You should. I am too. You know, they've been going through the Action Network stuff and going through a bunch of old podcasts, not old podcasts, but recent podcasts this morning, trying to finally get myself, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's and different stuff that I want to play for season long. Because, again, I have a couple of over-under bets already. Under on the Patriots, over on the Raiders. I have a Sky Moore Rookie of the Year bet already placed. But, like, there's something. I'm averse, Scheim, and maybe you're better at this than I am. I hate tying up my money for 6.5, 7 months.
Yeah, just, I get that.
It's kind of annoying. So I have a whole list of things I like to do. I'm going to try to narrow it down because I just don't want to. I don't want to sit. I don't want to sit and watch that just all season long.
No, so. I get you. I only play a couple of props and futures, really. I really kind of try to limit myself because I'm in the same boat. I don't like to have my money just tied up for a long period of time. But there are still a couple bets that I like to make. Like I make a couple Super Bowl sprinkles every year. I make a couple MVP sprinkles every year just because I like to, for my own self-confidence sometimes, that's why they're smaller bets, is that it's just for my own self-confidence and being able to identify preseason the better teams and the better players.
All right. With that in mind, we were scheduled to talk on Friday morning. We were going to talk about the AFC East.
Yep.
We can still do that here today. We should probably do it abbreviated and then do like a we'll have 2 days here to do your full NFL breakdown. We'll obviously do Rams and Bills tomorrow morning on the show. As far as the division goes, the current line is available at DK. You can bet the Bills to win the division at -240. You can bet the Dolphins at +475. The Patriots at 5-1. At +500, or the Jets at 28-1. A $20 bet on the Patriots to win the division returns you $100. A $20 bet on the Bills to win the division returns you $9.01. That's what you're looking at here, Scheim. Anything stand out to you? Anything you want to bet as far as the division goes? You and I are both in on the Patriots under 8.5 wins.
Yeah, I am. I think the Bills walk away with this division, similar to how the Patriots used to. The Bills right now are at a point where they roll out of bed and kind of win this division. And -240 is just way too rich for my blood. So that's not something I'm going to bet. But I do fully believe that the Buffalo Bills will win the division this year. But if you're talking about the actual division, you can also bet on like finishing position.
Yep.
So, for example, I like Miami to finish ahead of New England, so to finish second in the division. You can bet them to finish exactly second in the division at +165. And I think that's even better odds of that than them making the playoffs. I have to double check. But if you can always do that instead, like if you think that Miami will make the playoffs or whatever, I prefer to bet on them to come in second in the division because then you don't have to necessarily make the playoffs. And I think they just have a better show. Yeah, to make the playoffs, Miami's +140, but to finish second in the AFC East, they're +165. So
I much prefer that.
100%, right? Because there's a good chance that Miami finishes 10-7, but because the AFC is so good, they're second in the AFC East, but they just missed the playoffs. So I am all about Miami finishing second here at +165.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I think they're – and by the way, we've had a couple days to go – 2 days to go through and leave some of the national people. We're in the minority, Scheim, like on this Patriots thing. Like there are a lot of people. Our buddy Nick Costos from the BetQL Network has been tweeting about this, and actually was talking about it yesterday on his show. He really thinks even if the Patriots lose to the Dolphins, he's still going to come back and bet they're over on 8.5 wins, and he likes them at +160 to be a playoff team. So there are national people
that
are
to me
still
that makes
standing,
no sense.
Well, they're standing by this Belichick in Belichick we trust thing. And I guess if you want to do that, you're welcome to do it. I'm beyond it. Like I think the NFL is, and if they had an easy schedule, I could talk myself into it.
If they had the Dallas schedule, which is the easiest schedule of the season, I might be able to talk myself into it as well. But if you just look at those final 6-7 games of the season, it's almost like they lose all of them. Like the most winnable one of the group to me is probably Arizona, because I'm just not super high on Arizona. And then the next winnable one after that is Minnesota, who all of a sudden right now seems to be everybody's like favorite pick to make the playoffs in the NFC and possibly contend Green Bay for the division title. So if you think that, then you really think they're going to beat the Bills either of the two times they play the Bengals or the Raiders? I don't. So it just, like, I don't understand where people are finding the wins for the Patriots. I just don't see it.
Yeah, if you want to bet the Pats to make the playoffs right now, you can get them at plus 160, which is telling me that at least the betting market, the people betting, they're betting against the Patriots because they're minus 200 not to make the playoffs. That line has moved a lot in the last 3 or 4 weeks. So there's a lot of money coming in. And I would say in pretty big volume, if the line has moved from, I don't know, it was like minus 110, minus 120 down to minus 200. So the money's coming in on them to miss the playoffs. But nationally, there is still a big chunk of the in Belichick we trust. And if you were... What is your option, Sean? What if the Patriots can finish? What are the odds for the Patriots to finish directly third in the division?
So I was just going to bring this up. So to finish third, they're plus 165. But if you are of that belief that they can make the playoffs, you're better off betting them to finish second in the AFC East, because they're not going to finish better than the Bills. It's just not going to happen. I'm sorry. No matter how good you think this team is, they're not going to be better than the Bills. So if you think they still make the playoffs as a wild card team, that means they have to be second in the AFC East, which puts that at plus 175, which is better odds than making the playoffs.
You're saying have to, but one step backwards.
Okay.
Is there a scenario where three teams can make it out of a division?
Sure. Is it the AFC East, though?
Yeah, I've not done the
simulations. With the AFC West, as strong as it is, and the AFC North, I think both of those divisions are leagues better than the AFC East.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and really look at it. You're right. I'm sure it's probable. Like, so one division's going to get... is that true?
But even still, so betting to them to finish second or third is still better value than betting the Patriots to make the playoffs. You said the playoffs is plus 160, correct?
Yes.
Yep. Third is plus 165, second is plus 175 in the division. You're better off betting those, either of those, than you are to make the playoffs.
Yeah, you could also, I mean, they're not finishing, they're not worse than the Jets.
Nope.
They're not better than the Bills.
Correct. And that's why first place is plus 500 and fourth place is plus 400.
There is, and I guess if you split the two, you're getting, you know, what's the I don't know what the exact odds will come out to, but plus 130 something if you just split the two. I mean, there's an area where it's actually worth taking some monies, and if you want to weight it one way or the other, if you're so confident in the Patriots, like, it's one of the, you bet them to finish second and third.
Yeah.
Right? 100%. Even versus the playoffs. So I'm with you. I would not bet on to make the playoffs, because you convinced me that at plus 160, they're a good bet to finish third in the division. So there is a way to bet the Patriots and still sort of root for them in some way, shape, or form, but it's not to win the division, Shyam. I don't think that's not the way I'm going this year. Even if 5-1, I don't think there's enough value there. I didn't see anything in the preseason that makes me think like they have even a 5-1 shot to beat the Bills this year in that division.
I completely agree with you.
Anything else division-wise people can bet on? I mean, I think I'm... And if I predicted the order finish, it would be Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets, if I had to present the order finish this year in the division.
Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets. So if you wanted to bet on the Bills to finish first and Miami to finish second, which you can do on DraftKings, that's plus 200 to finish in that exact order. And if you're one of these people who believe in the Patriots to finish second, Bills first, Patriots second is plus 240.
Yeah, so there's definitely, these are markets that they know that not everyone's looking at.
Yep.
You know, this is very, I'm sure one of the only shows talking about, at least in Boston, you know, where they're going to finish in the division, the odds there. So if you're, Chime, go back and rewind and listen to what Chime said about the playoff part. I'm not going to repeat what he said, but there's another way to bet this versus making the playoffs where you can get some better odds. And by the way, there's a good opportunity to hedge there in the middle.
And the last thing,
second and third.
The last thing I'll mention as well, if you like, I mean, this might even be the better play. If you are firmly believing that the Bills finish first and the Jets finish fourth, correct?
Yeah.
You can bet on the exact order of the AFC East being Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets in that order at plus 240. And then
what's Bills, Patriots, Dolphins, Jets?
Plus 250. You put 100 spot on both of those, you're walking away with a minimum of $140.
Yeah, but you're investing two. Well,
You're right. One of them wins. If Buffalo and the Jets finish first and fourth, as we believe they will, one of those two bets wins.
So if I put 100 on both, only the winning result's gonna. I'm gonna lose money.
No,
you're investing 200.
Yes, but you're getting one of the hundreds back. Plus the 140. So you're getting either 240 or 250, which means you're plus 140 or plus 150.
And all you need is what you need. No, I mean you're making 40 or 50. You're not making the full one because you're betting the other one. That one's a loser.
Yes,
the other one's
so you subtract the 100 out of the plus 240 or plus 250 because you get the $100 you bet back, right? So if you put down 100, you are risking 100 to win 240. If you then win the 240, you're getting $340 back into your account. Whereas if you lose the other one, you're only losing 100. You're now plus 240. Right?
Yeah, and so all you have to get right is the Bills finishing first and the Jets finishing first.
Yeah, as long as that happens, you walk away with at least $140.
And I'm trying to think of a world that doesn't happen. I mean,
the only world that doesn't happen, in my opinion, is Josh Allen gets hurt for the year. Yep.
Yeah, I beat you to it. Josh Allen gets hurt. That's it. I'm just writing this stuff down because there will be a lengthy trip to New Hampshire later on today.
I think ultimately what I'm trying to explain to our listeners and to other people is that there are smarter ways to bet than the mainstream angles. The mainstream angles of making the playoffs, winning the division, are not the only options for you as a bettor here. You can get better value by doing things like the exact order. It's technically a parlay, more or less, but you feel as though the first and the fourth seed are basically almost a lock. So you're giving yourself the opportunity to win more money here. And I think it's a 3% chance the Bills don't finish first? And I don't even see a world where the Jets finish better than fourth. So I think that it's like, if you're going to bet on this division at all, you should be doing it by how the top two teams finish or by how the exact order of the division will go.
Okay, so people are looking to make these bets shine because you've educated them today. Where can they bet those?
You can find them on DraftKings. So if you go to DraftKings, and you go to
there's a million tabs right now.
Yeah, scroll almost all the way to the right. It's division specials, and you can see division finishing position, division straight forecast, and division exact order are the tabs we're talking about.
So division, you go to division exact order.
Yep.
Scroll down to AFC East.
And the top two are the two we're talking about, plus 240, plus 250, with it going Bills, Dolphins, Pats, Jets, or Bills, Pats, Dolphins, Jets.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you do it.
Yep, there it is.
That's how you do it.
Because there's also even a chance, I think there's a world, because I'm pretty sure Case Keenum is the backup in Buffalo, that even if Josh Allen goes down, this team could still win the division. The roster is that good, right? The Buffalo roster is that good. So I think that, like, ultimately, it boils down to the odds of them not finishing first to me are very, very small.
So you have to decide. You got to decide, do you want to tie up, if you use $100 of the unit, do you want to tie up $200 for the chance to win $140, $150?
Exactly. Like that's
really it.
Yeah,
that's
for us, that's probably not necessarily worth it just because we're tying up a chunk of our bankroll, but for somebody who can wager, $10,000 on these two options or whatever it is, that may be more their speed.
Yeah, I'm glad we talked through this. And you can go into the bet slip and sort of price out how you want to do it. Maybe there's a scenario where you're like, okay, 75% of the time the Dolphins win. So you can weight your money, right? I mean, you can decide, okay, I want to take the Dolphins finishing second, and you play it for, say, $150. And then you swap the other one out and play it for 50, for a smaller amount. Now that means you're going to get paid more if you're right and paid less if you're wrong, instead of not having a real opinion either way. And so just another way to tweak it a little bit, so you feel like you get paid off if you win. Does that make sense?
100%.
We'll go over more player awards and stuff tomorrow. We can go through the rest of the divisions tomorrow on Friday. We'll finish up the AFC tomorrow, and we can do the NFC on Friday. We will obviously be here on Saturday and Sunday as well. We've never done a Sunday morning game day podcast.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
Well, I mean, I don't even know when the best time to do that is, Shime. I think it's probably after inactives, right? We should probably, but then that's so close to the games.
Yeah, I mean, how much time are people going to have to listen to that?
Yeah, we may have just stepped over. We can talk about this off the air. We have to produce this thing on the air. We got to figure out what's best for our audience.
I have an idea, but we'll discuss it after the show.
Does it involve us going live on Sunday mornings?
It could. We could do that. That is an option. Not an option I had considered, but it is, in fact, an option.
All right. Anything else from a football standpoint, Shime? Last couple of days. How was Bill on Monday or Tuesday? When was he on with you guys?
He was on with – he recorded Monday, and he was on with us, so we had it on – we played it on Tuesday.
How did Bill seem as the season is just on the doorstep here?
Like Bill. He was excited to get out, it is what it is. It wasn't a very revealing interview, but it wasn't an awful interview by any means either.
A Bill Belichick spot was not revealing?
Shocker, I know. I'm excited to talk about this Patriots game because this line has now moved a whole point.
Well, go ahead. We had it on our podcast. I've not been completely locked in right now.
Yeah,
okay?
So
I've been watching reruns of TV shows. That's all my brain can handle.
It's
for
a bummer because I'm kind of mad at myself for not taking it earlier. The Dolphins have been 2.5 for like months now, and now all of a sudden they're up to 3.5. So people are clearly hammering the Dolphins, at home for the Patriots. So this line has already moved an entire point in at least the last couple of days.
Well, I'm not. You can't be surprised. No. They're at home. Patriots have no buzz. Their preseason was terrible. And there's like the Dolphins are a legit buzz team. Like whether or not it ends up panning out or not, they're one of the teams that has got like they feel like the Eagles to some extent in the NFC. Like they're getting talked about a lot. I don't know if the results are going to be there, but boy, a lot of people want to talk about the Dolphins because it's sexy, right? Mike McDaniel, the nerdy offensive coach, Tyreek Hill, Cedric Wilson, like they. A good defensive front, and that to me is the biggest thing. We'll talk more about it as we get closer to kickoff. If you're betting the Dolphins, you are betting on their defense pressuring the hell out of Mac Jones and that banged up Patriots offensive line.
By the way, when we do talk about the Sunday slate, I am going to talk you into the best three-leg teaser of the season.
Well, it's week one.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I mean. We're already here. I'm staring at it, and I'm just like, how do I not bet this teaser? It does like it's it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm thrilled and excited.
All right, if you want to help us out, let us know what you'd like to hear from a podcast during the football season on the weekends. We have not it's uncharted territory for us, and you can tell we haven't spent a lot of time talking about it. So we just started producing on the air. You can let us know at BetQL Boston, BetQL Boston on Twitter. You can also subscribe. Please subscribe. This is the one we'll make a big push the next couple of weeks here, folks, because we ask literally nothing of you. Nothing of you other than interact with the show and subscribe. And by the way, should go in that opposite order. Subscribe and rate and review. Subscribe, rate, and review number one. Interact number two. At Apple Podcasts, on the Odyssey app, Spotify as well, Shime. It's that simple to get yourself a daily Boston betting podcast at least one of the hosts does not have COVID and can't speak for 3 weeks.
Exactly. Yeah, but from now going forward, for the most part, we are going to be every single day.
I am free and clear now for a couple months, right?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Nice.
Full football, full throttle. Oh, it's going to be a time to be alive.
I cannot wait. Can you hear the excitement, folks? Like I got a new co-host now.
Sheesh!
There's football, there's video games, and it's fall beer season. So Chris Scheim is in a very good mood. All right, we'll be back tomorrow to do a couple things. There'll be no Red Sox. It'll be all football, baby. It'll be Bills and Rams thoughts for Thursday Night Football.
Yep.
It'll be the rest of the AFC division winners and bets we like in each division. And then we'll do NFC and awards on Friday. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, it does.
Playoff teams, et cetera. All right, Chime. Good to be back, buddy. I missed you. We'll talk tomorrow morning. Thank you.
I can't wait, Matt. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.